Duckstone, you've been there too. But I remember you saying you had a good time, much like Jay here.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. Because it's about the people that you're with. And it's not a 5-star resort. It's just a place to go and hang out and relax and do nothing.
Yep.
Yeah.
I will say the rooms I found to be pretty clean. But
okay.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
But
okay.
Yes. Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One. This is episode 2548. The BFO for Thirsty the Tooth of November 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Hello, snowflakes. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Excuse me, y'all, you snowflakes. You snowflakes today because y'all, you know Big Fatty's rule. come the warmth of November, y'all, it's crema. It is crema season. And, the Halloweeny, the gay crema is over. And so, y'all, November the warmth, put up your decorations, pull it out in the stoves, start playing the music. Big Fatty! And I know there are those of you out there that do not think that should happen that early. But y'all, it's gonna, so you might as well embrace it. So y'all, and so you're snowflakes today because y'all, I'm driving home. I'm driving home from the coal mine this afternoon. And y'all, They have put up the illuminated snowflakes, and y'all, they've done it today because they were not up when I went to the coal mine this morning. They have put up the illuminated snowflakes on the telephone poles along the main road between the 26, as they say in the California A, or the expressway, as they say in the South, all the way to where you turn to come into Fatty, because Big Fatty. So, y'all, it's beginning to look a lot like crema. Yes, Big Fatty. Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty. We hear it. We hear it. Y'all, as I do, went to the Von's East on hump day, and y'all, I'm trying to eat better, trying to cut back on the carbs and the sweets again. I went to the doctor earlier this week. Was it this week or last week? Last week. And y'all, I just decided I wanted to lose 10 pounds. Fatty, just 10? Well, anyway. And so y'all, I'm gonna try to eat better. So y'all, I bought me some bananas today. They have the good bag solids. Buy one, get one free. What got the Paya Gorgonzola? Y'all, I got me a couple of fried chicken bazoons. Y'all, they had the chicken tender sub on sale again this week, but I said no, I will not get that because it's got all that bread. So I just got the two chicken bazoons. Y'all, they call them premium crab cakes on sale. They were just $2 a piece, so I got three of those. Y'all, I had a coupon for some. For some scrimps that they sell in the freezer case. Y'all, I had tried these before. They were what are they called? They're the tempura shrimp. And so I got a box of those. Y'all, they had the boneless chicken bazooms on sale. Buy one package, get one free. Y'all, I got some pineapple, strawberry, and mandarin orange is cut up. Y'all, they had the good mustard. Buy one, get one free. So I got that. Y'all, they had the bag frozen steamer vegetables. So I got two bags of the broccoli. They will buy one, get one free. Y'all had a coupon for if you bought two sticks of the Von Zeese butter, you could use the coupon. Got a half dozen eggs. And y'all, they had the... they had the fresh pineapples core, you know, peeled and cored. So I got one of those also. Big Fatty, you got a lot of fruit this time. I did. Y'all, I had, let's see, what did I do? I spent $40.13, but I saved $21.22. And Big Fatty, they already had the crema candy out on the shelves, as well as the loose nut display, because nothing says crema like a loose nut display. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie. Big Fatty, you know, I've told you about the snowflakes going up and about the Christmas candies and the loose nut display in the Von Zeese. And y'all, they've got all the Thanksgiving foods right there at the front of the store and everything too. Yes, Big Fatty, you gotta pork out for Thanksgiving too. It's true, but y'all, the commercials on the TV machine have started getting a crema theme to them as well. And in the circulars in the newspaper this past Sunday, y'all, I only saw a couple of crema trees, but y'all, you just wait till this weekend. Everything will have a crema tree on it. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I have to tell you, y'all, you know Julie, she sent me that gay crema card. Well, y'all, she sent me a picture. She sent me an e-letter with a picture in it. She says, break ready. And y'all, the title of the e-letter is Volga. And it says, Big Fatty, just got this from one of my kids. They are so naughty. And y'all, it is a picture. It's a picture of a pumpkin, and y'all, you may have looked at, if you go back and look at yesterday's picture on the website of the pumpkin vomiting, when the guts and seeds and everything coming out of the pumpkin's mouth. Well, y'all, this is the other side. It is the pumpkins and the seeds, and they've carved the pumpkin to look like a butthole. Big Fatty, that's vulgar! I told Julie, I wrote her back and I said, clearly they know you listen to the BFO. Big Fatty, they're as vulgar as you. And y'all, all of a sudden this afternoon, I've gotten four comments from Francie. You know Francie, you know, she's the Ed McMahon of the Mr. Tim Kumal show. She has said that, oh, Big Fatty, I love your cards and giftettes. Love and a laugh, Francie. Hugs for poodle, squeezes for kitty. Big Fatty. So Francie, thank you so much for that. Y'all, it's always nice when people leave messages over there at the BFO. And y'all, then she saw the picture of Big Fatty in his Halloweeny costume when he was a little boy. She goes, who is that adorable little boy? If it's you, you are still adorable and naughty. Big Fatty, well, you got half of it right, and naughty anyway. So let's see what we got here. She goes, I would love a Big Fatty t-shirt so I can wear you close to my heart. Big Fatty is yeah, okay. People know where to do the Heimlich. Yeah, just punch Big Fatty in the face. So, Francie, I don't have any more of the BFO t-shirts, I don't think. But anyway, and then she comments about my trick-or-treaters, and she says, Big Fatty, we had about 100 trick-or-treaters. The costumes were so cute. Lots of superheroes. I had a lot of ninjas and princesses also. Star Wars characters, a zombie or two. I dressed up as Rosie the Welder, Big Fatty. What did Rosie the Welder's catch? What was her catchphrase? Big Fatty, we don't know. Forget hell, I don't know. Where in the hell did the year go? The kids thought I was my son. Go figure. Now I own to Turkey Day, then Grandma. Where the hell the year go? Francie, you hearing me say it all the time. Where the hell did the year go? Now, y'all, I gotta tell you about this dream I had. I think I read it on the inner tubes. Well, Big Fatty, it must be true then if it's on the inner tubes. Right. And I had this dream. You know, they say that if the cooler the room you sleep in, the more, it's either the more you dream or the more fucked up your dreams are, or the more disturbing your dreams are, or something. But y'all, this dream I had the other night, it makes absolutely no sense. No surprise there. I was having this contest, and I don't know what we were competing for or anything, but y'all, what we were doing, and I don't even know who I was having the contest with. But y'all, I was taking, you know, those little yellow marshmallow peeps that they have at Easter time? Yes, me Betty, the marshmallow peep candies. It's true. Well, y'all, we were taking these and we were tossing them. And y'all, we were tossing them at this big screen TV. And what the object, and there was a little tray right at the base of the TV, and it was probably about, maybe 6 or 8 inches deep, right from the edge of the TV, out away from it. And what you had to try to do was you had to toss the peeps, and the person with the most peeps in the tray was the winner. So, the first person... The first person went, and they tossed their peeps, y'all, they hit the, I think we had like 6 of them we were tossing, and they hit the TV, and 2 of them landed in the tray, I went up and picked up the 2 peeps, and I went back and I started tossing, and y'all, I got 2 also. And the first person says, "Oh, I got 3 and I went, "No." And they said, "Yes." And y'all, I went up, and somebody had stuck an extra peep in the tray under some leaves or something. Big Fatty, why were there leaves in the tray? I don't know. But y'all, rather than argue over who had the most peeps in the tray, I just said, "Okay, well, congratulations." You know, it's y'all pick. I think the moral of the story is pick your battles. Just pick your battle. Yes, Big Fatty, pick your battles. Tossing peeps is not a battle to pick. Yes, Big Fatty, no, and you know you can pick your nose and you can pick your friends, but you can't pick your friend's nose. Big Fatty, I don't believe I said something so vulgar. Well, anyway, y'all, you know that Peter G. That Peter G sent me some scratch-offs for Gay Crema. Y'all, I think I'm gonna scratch a couple of them. Y'all, this is the Zombie Cash, and what we have to do is match any of your numbers to the winning number, and you'll win the prize shown. Get the skull symbol and win double the prize. Big Fatty, you know you're going to win. It's a skull symbol. And there's the winning number, and then you scratch up to 5. Let's see what the winning number is. The winning number is number 9. And here we go. Let's scratch Big Fatty's 5 numbers. The first one is a 1, not a winner. The second one is a 12, no winner there. The third one is an 8, not a winner. The fourth one is a number 2. I say, chew, no winner there. And the last one is a number 3. Oh, Big Fatty, not a winner. So, anyway, but Peter G., thank you so much for that. Y'all, the second one here is the Cash Whirlwind. Scratch the entire play area. And if you get a rolled up wad of money, you win a prize, the prize shown for that symbol. If you get 2 money bags, you win double the prize shown for that symbol. So y'all see we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 little things to scratch here. So here we go. First is a 3, no winner there. The next one is a number 10, not a winner. The next one is a number 5, no winner there. Next up is a 17, not a winner. Up next is a 6, no winner there. A 19, not a winner. And the final one is the number 14, not a winner, Big Fatty. Well, we're 0 for 2, Peter G. But I got one last. This is the Bee Lucky. Y'all, it's got a little honeybee on the front of it. And it says, get 3 X's or O's in the same row, column, or diagonally, and win the prize shown in the prize box. And y'all can win up to $1,000. So y'all, basically, it's tic-tac-toe. So we're going to go across from the left-hand corner from Wally Cox. Big Fatty, only you would say Wally Cox. The first one is an O, and then Rosemarie is an O, and then the far right is an X, not a winner. All right, then we'll come to the second row, and the second row is on the left is an X, and then Paul Lynn in the center is an X, and then on the right-hand side is an O, no winner there. So, y'all, if it's not 3 in a row on the bottom level, I don't have... Oh, no, wait a minute. I could get... If I get an X in Charlie Weaver, I'll have it. Let's just scratch Charlie Weaver now. Oh, Big Fatty, it's an O, not a winner. And then we've got next to him is an X. And finally, another X. Big Fatty, not a winner. But Peter G., thank you so much for that. It's just lovely. Just lovely for you to send those scratch-offs. It's been a long time since Big Fatty's had some scratch-offs to scratch off. Yes, Big Fatty, that's what you do with scratch-offs. Y'all, I've had several people ask Big Fatty for the address for the villa so they could send Big Fatty a grandma card. And y'all, all you have to do is send me an e-letter. It's over there on the BFO. It says send BF a grandma card or something like that. And y'all, you just send me an e-letter to ruined@bigfattyonline.com and say, hey, Big Fatty, can I have the villa address? And I'll send it right to you. And remember, you got to send me a card to get a card. Oh, Dick, I see. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, the Weather Rat tells us it's going to warm up. It's going back in the 80s. Back in the 80s this weekend, so I'm sure we'll all be sick with the change of weather again. But, y'all, it's really been nice to have it nice and cool in the evenings. And, y'all, I guess the air conditioning will be back on this weekend. Yes, Big Fatty, as always. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard some of the kids from that Lotzel doing some chitter-chatting, and I know you're all dream experts. What do you guys think about Big Fatty's marshmallow peep-tossing dream?
But,
okay.
With Big Fatty, everybody just thinks you're crazy as hell.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.